For the Creator and Preserver of all life, we pray that you strengthen our faith as we look up to you. That we will remain what you designed that will be. That we will show forth your glory. That we will be prepared for eternity as you desired from the beginning of creation. Therefore, Lord, it is only your word that can return us from who we should be originally. Speak now that your word with the power and wisdom. Take every heart captive. Bring every power under your subjection. Release your glory to cover this place and our lives and this diocese and your word, even as the waters cover the sea. That at the end, you alone will be glorified and you will edify your church, that we may become inheritors of your kingdom. This we ask humbly through Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Aileye chineke kele nututu unyote manu biyomaya echikota ina lante dendo nimega uzinke conference 2021 na ha omuwae dasisa bangwa nwa na ha madu nile neba na ha ndo ni ijuzia na ha dasisa analioka chineke anyone dema zuroke kutuna sopro na mbuli elu ni deburuke na ya na ha Jesus Christ. Isiokwu anyị na-ele anya na conference anyị bụ gịnị? Asọbụ gịnị? Ọhụrụ chọrọ asọbụ gị, ok. What is the theme of our conference? Isiokwu ya bụrụ gịnị? Ọzọkwa? Mmadụ niile? The woman God uses, why Chineke jakwara ngwaọrụ. Otu ihe dị mkpa pụtara ihe anyị na-eme n'ememe a dịkwa mkpa anyị ime na ndụ anyị na mgbe niile bụ igosi na Chineke anyị na-efe dị mma, zuru oke, dị ụtọ, kwesị otuto niile niile. Ọ bụ onye maara mmalite si n'ọgwụgwụ, mara ọgwụgwụ site na mmalite. We cannot overemphasize your mindless omniscient, omnipotent, the power of our God, the Creator and Preserver of all life. That we are here today gathering in the name of the women of our diocese and in the name of women generally, is a way of celebrating the goodness of God. Now, why am I saying that? The greatest thing that God has done for man in creation, for the entire creation, the greatest thing that God did to accomplish his desire for man is the addition of woman to creation. Let me say it again. The best, the greatest thing that God did in creation in making sure that his glory remains from the beginning to the end of the earth, in making sure that he remains God at all times, the greatest and the best thing God did is the addition of women to creation. Ihe kacha mma, ihe kacha ụtọ, ihe kacha ndị ebube, ihe kacha si dị ukwuu, ihe kacha si igosi ebumnobi Chineke dị mma n'ebe ihe niile okere eke dị, iji mee ka otuto ya ghara ịgbape m si n'ebi ebi ruo ebi ebi, bụ na Chineke tinyere nwanyị n'okike ya. The best thing God did for man. What I mean, I don't mean the gender man. I mean for mankind, entire creation, is that God included, added women. Now, when you use the word add, that means it wasn't part of the original plan. Is that right? Is that right? And of course, that's what the Bible tells us. God has done with the work of creation, created man, I mean the gender man, and then he looks around, the goal I have will not be accomplished. My desire will not be accomplished if I leave this man alone. That's what Genesis chapter 2 tells us, if you remember too well. If you read Genesis chapter 2, you will see very well. That's verse what? 18? It's so clear. God created everything all perfectly well. He looked at making sure that his desire is achieved. He said, no, it's not Chineke where say Odeyema Kamada Omegeni. Not necessarily for the pleasure of the man, but for the glory of God. Not to make man happy, but for the glory of God. By man fulfilling the reason why God created him. I just hope and wish that you will follow me, and with just 3 minutes, we'll get exactly where we are going. Because I know that everybody, well, not everybody, majority of us here, who've heard the bishop in the past, who've heard the bishop last Thursday, have already decided what he's going to say today, Sunday. Is that all right? So I've already decided. This is how, you know. Well, you may be disappointed somehow. Or you may also hear what you plan to hear, plus other things you didn't plan to hear. All to the glory of God. God created woman to give a very important exclamation that his desire will be achieved. We cannot overemphasize this. That without the woman, without the woman, in creating man, of course, mankind was created last. As if it wasn't part of God's plan. But to reveal his glory, man was created. And then God said, Odi makamadu noro wenane. Opuru na hapu woke na de wai. Okay, when he came, authority. My God says, I will give him a helper. That is what? King James says, me. Oni na kamerekene. Wesele ya. Not questioning you for pleasure alone, that may be part of it. But the only thing that can give a woman's way to know injury care, we must understand that. What am I trying to say? Now, I know this, the woman God used. Now, our theme doesn't even, shouldn't even arise. Our theme doesn't make any sense from the original plan of God. Unless some. Our team shouldn't even arise. Don't even make any sense. The woman God uses. Why? What are we trying to say? From the day one God created my woman, woman was of use to God. Did we get that? God created woman and gave her an assignment. So from creation, every woman was useful in the hands of God. Tell the woman around you, from creation, you've been useful in the hands of God. And I think, I hope you wish that things would have just been the way they are from creation. There will be no need looking for the woman God uses. I hope you are following me. There should be no point for that. But we are today looking for women God will use because there was an operation somewhere. I hope you understand me. This thing shouldn't have arisen if there wasn't a problem somewhere. So our theme comes from the point that things got messed up. Looking for the woman God uses is just because things have been messed up.
Things fell apart, and they said they couldn't. So we are looking for now, how do we get into what is God's original plan? And that is why we are so helplessly looking for live with looking for the woman that God had. Therefore, we can say that our theme makes some sense. Are you with me now? I told you a few minutes ago, our theme doesn't... Please follow me. I say it didn't make sense. If things were the way they ought to be, but because things weren't and aren't the way they ought to be, that makes our thing to do what? Makes sense. So get that for us. Because when we look at from Genesis chapter 2, there was no need to look for the woman God uses. God was using the woman. Until Genesis chapter 3, something happened. We all know the story. I can't bore you with that. It's a story we know too well. Because of the events of Genesis chapter 3, that's where we are now looking for the woman God. Because she make a fallen woman. Ba Adam Alpha. Ba Abu Abba. Ba Pamaya. Ablazu. Ba Madina Alpha. For Madina. But he is the God whose words never change. His desires are never thwarted. So he's still in the business of having man fulfill his responsibility given to him before the fall. And so man is there. All right. God didn't tell man in chapter 3. He MCG man. He got him a verse. But then you should come out to give a cat. Is that what it says? Is that what happened? Yes. God did not give man any condition to get back to who he was from creation. Let's get that very clearly, as the Bible gives us. The only thing God said is, you are going to be who I say you should be. You will achieve what I say you will achieve, but very more difficult. I made it easier for you, it's difficult now. But when God came to the woman, as we see Genesis chapter 3 very well, Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, I believe it is. Unto the woman God said, I will greatly multiply the sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. Do we see that? Do you see that? Just like he gave to Adam. The next verse. Unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, say thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy thorn and that and all that and all that and all that. You will suffer till you die. That's what man got. And we are in it. Every man that lives on earth, we are enjoying the blessings of Genesis chapter 3. Always no good. Always no good. We are enjoying those blessings. To the glory of God. But now, to the woman, it didn't end from the pain of childbirth. That's her own share of suffering too. But there is something that God added, which is very important to get the woman to get back to who she was. We all are together. He continues to say, and thy desire shall be to thy. I want to hear everybody. And thy desire shall be to thy. Can we read the last sentence? Is it up here? Okay, what's the last sentence there? Is that what is there? This is for the man, right?
I
think 16. We can get 16 in that projection. We can get verse 16. Now let us read 16. Wow. Let's well. Okay, go ahead. Unto the woman he said. Let's stop there. That is what you said. That's the pain everybody must get. A man has his own. Let's finish up the blessings for the woman. Thus says who? And that is where we are. And that's why we are looking for the man that the woman that God in a very simple sentence, the woman that God is going to use, we are looking for the woman that will go back to the original plan of God before this is the woman that will live her life in line with what Genesis 3:16 is saying. The part. This statement should have been the end of the sermon, and I will just stop there. The address of the President and Women Minister yesterday, he made a very profound statement that it is in living in line with the scripture that every woman can find their joy and become useful. In whose hands? In whose hands? In God's hands. It is in line with the word of God, which is what we are just reading in Genesis 3:16. If the woman must go back to become the helper she is desired to be from beginning and be able to fulfill the will of God for her creation, she must go back to this. For the woman God uses, the woman God will use, is the woman who is willing to understand that you are useless before God, if not in line with what? With what? With the word of God. Not with the society, not with fashion, not with business, not with making wealth, but living your life in the line of God. Please, when anyone in a bar, not church, na kupepa, na ngumot, na ngumirinda, na ngubia, na ngumwine, mbona mama. Una not all that before. Na mbende mtu wa kuna asipush, ya sipiko, chora mnumot, opo tutu meka mbana. Ana majua, ure yo. Wabala uje mene CS, ade mwanye mene. The pain at conception. Check. Is that right? I need to feel like this. I need to feel like this. And we're having a problem with that, aren't we? I don't know why women have not formed a group. I don't know why, please listen to me. I don't know why women have not formed a group, action group, whatever you call it, to protest about the pain of childbirth. What are you guys doing, ladies? What are you doing? Why are you bringing yourself so low to suffer during childbirth? Come on, what are the feminist groups? What are they doing? Is anybody listening to me? What are we doing? With all the prayer and power and knowledge and some female doctors are here looking at me. Come on! Why have we not protested to God, to anybody, to the government? No, we cannot do it. It makes us look less. Why must we suffer through pain? We will do it. God, you better change it now. Why have we not done that? What are we waiting for?
What are we waiting for? We, and I'm asking, what are we waiting for?
Do you enjoy the pain during childbirth?
If you didn't know it was painful, maybe that was where you had your first child. Where did you go for the second one when you knew it was painful? Why didn't you tell God, I won't do it? If it's not going to be better, I won't do it again, God. What I went through before, I can't do it again. You have the second, you have the third, you have the fifth. You also have seven or more, eight, nine or more. Because it is not under our control. Tell your fellow woman, it is not under our control.
Tell somebody else, it is not under our control. If the pain of childbirth is not under your control,
submission to your husband cannot also be under your control.
You didn't hear that.
Because they all come in the same package, by the same verse, spoken by the same Lord, at the same time. Pain of childbirth is not easy. Your husband ruling you is not easy. But it is whose word? It is whose word? Come on, women, it is whose word? I don't know, charging him, the option. Or they will up for debate. Or they will up for voting. As you enjoy the pain of childbirth, as the will of God for you, so your husband ruling you, you should also enjoy as the will of the same for who? For you. Because until then, there is no woman God will use. God using you as a woman. Practical things, your desire. Ndị kụrụ akwụkwọ ga-ama ihe wụ desire. Igbo kpọrọ ya ọchịchọ. Ọ kpọrọ ya gịnị? N'ebe di gị nọ ka gịnị gị ga-adị? Gaske ya, chikide, okwu awụ. But it is not compulsory. That is only if you want God to do what?
To do what?
That's all.
It's not compulsory.
So can a marry a boat? Can a marry a bee? Can a see an if? God didn't put any if. Never did you know God church again. Tomorrow on a jigga, we are going to be mad. Sorry, all you need to go for, but I'm going to not carry yet. I can't believe yet. And all the candles in the Bible, they shall have to cheer. It's about the mother did there. I don't know if anybody is listening to me this morning.
And he shall rule over you.
He didn't say, and he shall rule with you over the family. Is anybody hearing me?
Now, every woman here, you have the option
to get yourself away from the whole business. You don't have to. But we are talking, if you want God to use you, is that simple?
It is so important we understand that. Because the woman is the man's makeup.
What did I hear you say? Can you hear you say that? I must say it again.
The woman is the man's makeup. Why? I'm so total. I may be too conservative.
It is more than one. I'm not going to be one who is the 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 one. Yeah, mama, give me a ring of that poor. Didn't they leave me? I want to hold a little.
When you mess up,
you look better But when you make over, you look different. Different between makeup and what? That's the difference.
When you make up,
your beauty comes better. But when you make over, you are overdone the making up, you look different. Women of God, if God must use you, you must only be a makeup for your husband and not a. That is what?
If you want God to use you as a woman, you must be a makeup for your husband.
To make his beauty, to make his person, to make him come up well, to fulfill the will of God for him. That is your usefulness.
But you become a makeover.
Your husband becomes something different. Your husband derails. Your husband begins to look for identity and what to do outside of what God has assigned him to do. And when that happens, who is responsible? The makeup kit is responsible.
Even as to make up with this age, hey, when they make up, when came in my candidate, or when came in my candidate, or when they go, him the Google, la one ni Gerard, la one ni Christian.
I enjoy when you respond, but I just don't want to make sure. I want to make sure we're not just taking it as a joke. Because this is real life business.
You are a makeup.
The guy. The kit of makeup every woman here wearing, the kit doesn't tell you how much of it to use, does it? I'm talking, does the kit tell you, you apply the makeup to talk a big man? Of this yoga, I won't work on the government, feel that like a big man. So makeup, I wouldn't be able to make over. Makataya Kadro Pokitika Kachodo. Is that possible? Is that possible?
We told us on Thursday.
Lawa Yendeka AK-47. This family lawyer through AK-47. OJ take when say lawyer. Over AK-47. AK-47 becomes a blessing, a source of protection and security. Family, oh Lord, they are. Never to come over. What's that? The AK-47 of the Zogu. Only be that they are no longer. Man, you want AK-47 and then go to 2 years. Okay, talking Kaka, he killed Jabia. Okay, you be anyhow.
December AK-47. This man
is saying, "Oh no, don't buy AK-47. No loser. AK-47, now the same AK-47. He just take over the power. Oh no, make over buy AK-47. Now go watch out.
So the usefulness
of the item or the weapon is not on the item or weapon, but on whoever is using it." And they got it higher.
Lamwa, you see, they get it out of war.
I always go in the back. They can AK 47. Careful, soon you can die from war. The same woman. I will come out on the chair. Whenever they show you.
It is so important we understand. Lamwa, you think it's a
makeup. AK 47. Why the pussy is funny? What do you do? Again, you went for this evil, had a way to give a shot away to his eye.
What will you do when you got in Takala Honka?
He gives him a bush out of when you step out of way to get a shot away for her. What did you give him?
So if you're a woman, take away to what I see, thought in my line, thought about the baba. We are for China, me, Mr. Mamma, Mosua, we need to get the children out of Malahomat.
I bless you. Don't have that. We are for Nani, again, Mammy Lana, we need to get the children out of Malahomat. I bless you. So who could take it and wait to meet her there? We are to where I am. I bet you should be little out of Malaya. Official didn't get it from where that's all. Don't get which is which. I'm the Cotida.
If you go too much, take away the career, you come off easy up for Taya, you're sitting on the way there.
Motu for you to fool your mother. Your colonel was through, you are no longer. You are talking if it is true. Oke na yebo ta gaare. Am de ko di do ya. Ki no la wodro bu da da control da collect dust. Da za messages. Da za mamu. Da za mamanta. Ta ko lile de da hafro no. Oke na yebo ta gaare. Ya cho lu ngwe de kuti a. Kingi fit size ya.
The woman God uses
is woman that understands that it is only in obedience to the will of God that you will be useful. It doesn't matter what society tells you.
Now, how does this relate to our team text, Rahab?
I don't know how to Rahab, Koya, Koma, I got my behind the quarter.
My ear is your mom.
Rahab was not even married. So, look at the one that I found one, you're like, yeah, Master Rahab. Rahab, a little deep, only a pola pola.
Well, the same principle, what made Rahab our heroine today is that Rahab understood what God's plan was for the city where she lived.
I'm there, God, did I?
It's something a married woman should understand about her husband. Simple.
She heard
that God is coming to destroy the city. He had destroyed other cities. She didn't doubt. She didn't say which God.
She believed, she accepted, and she had to cut herself to suit the plan of God. The woman God uses
must be able to know what God is saying at all times and put herself in line with what God is saying.
Oh my, our society keruno, our feminism keruno, our wealth keruno, our nkwa keruno, all but Chineke, asaboye, and we must put ourselves in line to the plans of God. Or this optional. The man must put himself in line with the plan of God for himself. Part of God's plan for the man is not to be subject to his wife.
Are we together? He is subject to God. When a man is subject to God, he fulfills his duties.
But if a man is not subject to God, he's accountable to God. If a woman is not subject to his wife, to her husband, she's accountable to who? To the husband. Let me tell you something. I was dealing with somebody the other day, one of my friends.
So my friend, women has its best in God's creation and plan.
And I believe that. I want somebody to challenge me. You're new theologians. I mean, do that. I believe that God has put the future of the wife's eternity in the hands of the husband. Are you with me now? Are you with me now? Like a servant who is serving the master. Jesus says, Obru ni te area nibo nyohu biko me no kwadika. Is that what he says?
Yeah.
The best you can do, may some be like for over here. It's either you let him be or you follow his way. But the point I'm making is God in asking for obedience from the wife has put everything that the wife needs to do to be obedient to God in the husband. That when you obey your husband to the call, you are putting a very big hot charcoal on the head of the husband if he makes you to the well. Jesus will say, no one give me to the limo mutakrendi and die. What is he saying about your mutakrendi? Of whom mutakrendi? That the righteousness and the lack of it of those who mutakrendi is in your the darkai the kotaha. And so it is with the wife who is supposed to be under the rule. When you are under somebody's rule, you are just an OES member. If what you are asked to do is difficult, you get on your knees and go to the God who has given you the assignment. You don't disobey. Are we making any sense? Because you want God to use you. You cannot ask God to use you when you are already originally in disobedience to where he put you under. You have a problem. You have to obey and then go back to God. I am obeying you because you asked me to. But as you do so, the God who has put you in that position will find you a way out. You don't disobey because you're more righteous. A woman that God must use has to be the Rahab. Not just knowing what God said, not believing it, but walking towards it and making sure that even her own family is also in there. As we saw yesterday, I was going to see in there. Remember what I said? Nefainly, I will not make a demand. Not a beginning. It's not a beginning. It's a beginning. Therefore, you are a woman. You are a wife for the glory of God. Because the best thing to happen to a woman is to be married. I hope you understand that. Hope we know that, right? There's nothing more. I don't care what anybody may tell you. The usefulness of a woman is when you get married. That's when the dignity comes. For those who are not, we keep praying. But it's so important. Therefore, you are married to this man to help him do the will of God. But then, this, you are too righteous that this man. Look, glory be to God. Maybe that's why God put you there. Because the Bible tells us through Timothy and Paul, that, and Peter too, that even when a woman is living with an unrighteous man,
that through the woman's submission and obedience, she can win this man to God. Is that what the Bible says? Simple. God has given you the power to do that. But why would it be that you are the woman to the cloth to cover this man, whatever his fault may be? Because men have faults, women don't. Okay? Have you ever seen a woman, a wife, that has faults? No way. God created them also to think faultless. That's fine. But you are the let this man shine. And then you are walking down the gate. You are walking down the road. You are talking to somebody on the phone. And the person says, I'm going to a house, man. Are you coming to my house? Please, don't. I'm not home. Only my husband is at home. Please don't go. When I come back, I will let you know. Really? Efe. Nebuchadnezzar. Is someone listening to me? Someone listen to me?
Because they let their own long time. Oh, no, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. No.
What's that supposed to mean? Okay, put it with your daughter, right? Is somebody listening to me? Because you are too righteous at the man. So you want the world to know how bad he is. Well, let me assure you. By so doing, you are far more evil than that evil man.
Because not only are you exposing the evil man in the world,
you are also failing God in fulfilling your responsibility. A sign that you are not a woman that God uses. People of God, the faith of Rahab, the boldness of Rahab, the considerate life of Rahab, the commitment of Rahab. When my cousin was here 2 days ago, my cousin was Elizabeth and John. La Zachariah na John na kuzirai de kai man koma na won ko ngare ife chineke pastor a high priest ya won anye kuto ku ya ya allah o ga bi ma ime sign o de ku igu to ku o gwe so ku won anye ku la fa mere la church for order. Are you serious? Won anye ku ko di e ko lo mere la order eh eh ha mo se ka chile ka hone.
Not only that, mgbe ụmụnna bịara ka abụ ọjọọ na
di ya nkwara ya ọrịdị tinye na mmụọ ozi nkara mgbe aha ga-ego nwatakịrị ọkepụ onye uwu nkara mmụọ ozi John ọ bụ onye ya gwa ụmụnna jara ewu aga ego ya aha ya ga-ebe onye
even mgbe ụmụnna di ya na-egbu egbu nwa ọkara sụwe ga kara di ya ọsụkwụnụ dị ụmụ abụ onye ọgwụ ọdị mkpọ okwu maka nkara mmụọ ọgwụ
ọbụ nwa ọkara I will
expect that. How about you? Will you bloody go back in the day? Mom, come to the charge.
The woman that God uses.
The woman that understands.
Modima, Modima, you are there to get the best. The what?
Get a tamma of your husband is your responsibility.
No if, no but. No one can shine brighter than the husband. The brightest you can shine is as bright as you make your husband shine. I don't know anybody heard me. Do you hear what I said? The brightest you can ever shine is how you want your husband to. You can never outshine your husband. No, it's not possible. The woman that God uses is so important, we understand. And you can also take another conference. And the PJ Bemo. They went for a prayer conference. They went for a spirituality and whatever it is. I cannot get it. You don't pray yourself to the kingdom of God. You walk yourself to the kingdom of God. But you have to walk and walk. W-O-R-K and W-A-L-K. Get into the word of God by living according to the word of God. Rahab had no personal experience of the work of God. She only heard. As I say all the time, he had a very emotional or spiritual and religious experience. Skip the blouse, I'm putting this lady with the character. Then I'm there. Of all emotion, the A with the But unfortunately, that is not it. It's not about emotions. It's about believing, acting, and practically showing that the word of God has a place in your life. People of God, our homes need women that God can use more now than ever. The church needs them more now than ever. The society cannot wait for women in this diocese, women at this conference, women who are listening to us, those who will hear what has been done in this conference for the end of the ages, to begin to allow themselves to be used of God. To get things back the way it is.
Not if you are in the ministry, if you are a teacher,
the teaching profession where ethics of Ezogu. As a woman, God has placed you there to maintain those ethics. That's why you are there as a woman. The man may have the freedom to mess up the ethics. You as a woman, you should not. The woman that God uses, Ghana, Minister of Education, Minister of Health, Minister of If you are a woman working for the government, God has placed you there to let Him use you to maintain the ethics of the place you are serving.
Again, men may have the freedom to say no,
but you as a woman, it is your duty, because God has called you to shine the light of the ethics of where you serve. That's your duty.
Mwan ya buade man olo bako, aga to treasure, ato mwan.
Abezogu, abulezi, ya, abapakabu. Not anymore.
God is looking for women
whose yes will be yes, whose no will be no. From east and west, north and south. Because almost each lady is the balloon. Since the lady in the war,
But
Oh, where is there, Macandodo? On the other hand, the chicken that they born and guess is the Amagawan animal. Marble on those who are lady, half of the guy one lady. To the Cody Mehojo. I don't know, to the Cody Mehojo.
Oh, one day, oh, one day, to two get out there.
To the Cody Mehojo, a woman's to go. Even one woman to two wild one, oh, we're making it. If I come back and break up, I'll take a case. I have to go to the
case. Who told me the one that is
not a body?
For no one is not a
body. For a half of a minute, yet we have a woman that couldn't fall on a bad apology, but chose a well.
The woman got to use this.
She let you open it.
We destroy our homes. Destroy peace everywhere. Train our children to teach them evil.
Remember, she let you open it. She let you open it. She let God is calling on every woman under our voice this day. Allow yourself to be used of God. Get back to your responsibility. Submit, respect your husband. Bring out the best in him. For God has given you the power to turn the most stubborn of men to become as a lamb. Even before you, if you can use that power, but you must be obedient to the word of God. We must have faith in God. We must trust God. We must humble ourselves. Remember, no matter how beautiful the cover of a pot may be, if it becomes bigger than the pot itself, and it went through. Are you with me? Make us laugh. Oh,
we
did it.
We must understand that. Your beauty, glory be to God. Your education, glory be to God. Your wealth, glory be to God. Whatever it is,
has to be subject to the word of God, so that his name might be glorified. Lord of God, we are believing that at the end of this conference, for all that we've heard and read and spoken, that we men, that we will play our part. I want to encourage you. In a football field, when players are playing, don't worry about what the goalkeeper will do or what the defenders will do. If you're a striker, when the ball goes to you, try to do what? Try to do what? Try to score. Forget about what the defenders are doing. That's the only way you can win. If ball goes to you, you refuse to score because the defenders will not do well now. What will happen? Your team will lose and win. You will lose. So, woman, forget about the godlessness of that man. Fill yourself with godliness. For your godliness has the power to change the godlessness of the man. For that is who God has made you to be. Let us pray. Let us pray.
Let us pray. Let us pray. Talk to God. If you're a woman, talk to God.
If you're a woman, talk to God. If you're a woman, talk to God. Not about emotions.
The woman God uses
sees everybody who comes around you as a tool to the glory of God. You don't use people to make yourself happy and then you spit them out.
Call them names. Have allegations after you've already used them.